Reds and the Giants Thursday. The Giants activating both Brandon Crawford and Denard Span from the DL, and Span in particular had an impact in this one.
Denard Span drives one into deep right center field, and the Giants have the lead.
With a couple of new players in this lineup, fresh off the disabled list, this might be a little different team.
And it's shot into left field. He'll score on a single by Votto. And this game is tied up. Joey Votto delivers the goods here in the sixth inning.
Peralta got to put him away here. Here he comes. Popped up. Very shallow left center field. Duvall waving his arms. He's got it.
He has a chance now to bring in the go-ahead run. The Reds have not led in the entire game tonight. And that ball smoked into left center field by Cozart. Coming in to score is Jeanette. Cozart's been doing this all year long. The Reds have their first lead of the night. Still an out to go. Brandon Belt, a fly ball down the left field line. And that's the old ball game.
Reds hang on for the 3-2 win, the ninth win of their last 11 games. Bronson Arroyo turns in six solid innings. He owns a 2.93 career ERA versus the Giants in 18 games, including 17 starts. Bronson Arroyo has made a habit of pitching well against the Giants throughout his career, and Thursday was no exception. The veteran discussed his outing and shared his thoughts on the Reds' 3-2 victory over the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game, man. It was a battle, you know, back and forth a little bit. Gave up a couple homers. They came back, tied it up, and, you know, it was just a good ball game. I mean, it's competitive. It was a battle. It was in a ballpark that's enjoyable to play in. It was fun.
Assess your night for us. We always ask you how the arm feels, how it's coming along, but could you assess where you were tonight in the six innings?
Yeah, it was good. Like last time out, you know, I'm feeling a little bit stronger. I feel like I'm putting more effort into more pitches now, and my arm is still holding up. So it's been good. I felt strong. I felt like I could have won another inning for sure. I thought I was going to go back out. Brian didn't want to put me in that position. He didn't want to have to go to the bullpen with a man on base, and he felt like if he left me out there and I got a couple guys on, he was going to have to let it be, you know, my ball game. So, you know, I think at this point it was first time that I felt like I wanted to go back out, you know, after six innings. And so I'm getting stronger. Just glad we pulled out the victory, and the bullpen's been throwing fantastic, so everything worked out.
Oh, Wandy. You watch Wandy and what he's doing this year. I mean, this guy's, that stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, he's kind of a unique guy who can throw all three pitches out of the bullpen. A lot of guys can't do that, and I think the equalizer is obviously a good changeup. I mean, from the left side, a guy who can spot his changeup and throw strikes like that and still get it up to 97 at will, it's very difficult to hit a guy like that. You know what I mean? He's looked very comfortable from day one. And once you get that confidence that he got over his first few outings, man, it's like it's going to be hard to kind of knock him off that pedestal here for the rest of the season.
I mean, you guys have to all feel really confident in him too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's throwing the ball as good as anybody I've ever played with out of the bullpen. And I'd take him any matchup, not even just lefty-lefty, but just out there in the heat of the battle, man, with nobody on base. I'll take him against the best in the league and take our chance with him.
Brian Price has watched his team roll to 9 victories in their last 11 games, surviving a rocky ninth inning to hold on for a 3-2 win over the Giants. The Cincy skipper shared his thoughts following the game.
I can't put it in words. I'm stumbling already. No, it was just a nice win, you know, to come from behind. You know, Block was way better than he was in Cincinnati. And they have two of their regulars back with Span and Crawford in the lineup, and were able to stack a fairly dominant left-handed lineup against Bronson, and got to their power with Span and Belt hitting homers, and then getting down to that situation where they're base hit away from tying it or winning the game in the ninth, and some really great plays defensively and the big hits we needed to win the game.
Wandy Peralta has really jumped up to a guy that you trust in pressure situations, and he had to get 4 outs tonight in the eighth inning.
Yeah, and you know, not just a bunch of guys that are, you know, bench players or whatever. He had to get some good hitters out, and he did. You know, he comes in, he's throwing all three of his pitches for strikes. He's got the big fastball, of course, but he's able to, you know, find outs with all three pitches, and is handling competing extremely well in these higher leverage situations for a young lefty. Just kind of getting his feet wet in the big leagues, he's been extremely impressive.
How pleased are you with clutch hitting, which in the past few years has eluded you guys at times, but it doesn't matter where in the lineup, you seem to be getting them. You got it from Cozart tonight.
Yeah, big. He was big. He was really big tonight. And, you know, Jeanette leading off with the triple, and then we get the infield in ground ball the first, and we don't score. And then really the pressure's on I hate to say the pressure's on Zach. It's on everybody in that position, in that situation. You know, they're gonna if they get Cozart out, they'll probably walk Joey, and it'll come down to Duvall with two outs. And I think he took the pressure off everybody by lining that double into left center and giving us a lead.
Scott Feldman takes the mound on Friday as he battles Johnny Cueto.